Now, I've been looking forward to this all week. I have. The fact that Moira Brennan is right in front of me. Valoom, which, as you know, I love here, because we had Nodder, the album, as Marty recommends a while ago. I wouldn't have said, maybe Clonard sold an extra 3 copies, I don't know, we might have done a bit of business, but I'm thrilled to say that Moya Brennan's in front of me. Moya, welcome.
Thank you so much, Marty. It's lovely to be here in real, not virtual or whatever.
That's right.
To be sitting opposite you.
It is wonderful. Every interview that we've done in the last year has been down the line. Zoom or whatever. You're the first person to sit in that seat with me in this situation in a year.
It's fantastic for me. I've been doing lots of Zooms and different down the line and visual and whatever. It's not real anyway.
No, it's not real. But this is real, and here we are. We're suitably separated because we have to be.
Yes.
But like me, you got the job. You got your job.
I got the first one.
You got the first one.
I was thrilled about it. It's really funny when you get it and everybody's going around congratulating you.
Yes.
And it is a bit like that. You know,
it's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The oddest feeling. But you do feel that freedom is within your grasp. You do feel that there's something good happening to you.
You know, we're at an age now, Marty, that we kind of need to kind of look after ourselves.
That's right.
And so it's scared the living daylights out of me.
No question.
You know, and for people to say, it's only this, it's only that. But, I mean, look around. If you didn't control it, look at India or Brazil or places like that. That's what would happen.
But if it's keeping your distance, washing your hands and minding yourself, and we all have to go to the shops, we all have to do what we do, but it's trying to just maintain a life. I often forget the fact that you're Dublin, of course. You live in Dublin, don't you?
Well, I'm kind of spending a bit more and more time now in Donegal.
Oh, are you?
And the first lockdown, like we came back from the cancelled Clannad
tour, which
we started.
Yeah.
I got into the car, myself and Tim, and straight down to Donegal, not knowing that I was going to be there for 6 months, you know.
Oh, really?
It was divine. I hadn't spent that much time in Donegal since I was a little girl.
Isn't that funny?
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was really gorgeous.
But Donegal is gorgeous.
You know, we were thinking anywhere in those lines of spending more time in Donegal, and we sold our house in Dunleary, and you know, we're kind of downsizing in Dublin, but you know, the kids are still living with me, Paul and Ashley, who are involved in music as well.
That's right.
And we're extending the house in Donegal and kind of, you know,
you're moving back.
For me, it's not that far. You know, it's
you're
like
moving back. I can hear it in your. You are.
Kind of, you know. Shippers. But it's still, I just came up actually this week. So
isn't that funny? Yeah. You'll be humming in Leo's bar again and everything. It'll be all.
Stop me. A return.
Well, that's it.
It's a return.
Listen, you have this tour, which is resurrected now, and you're calling it a farewell tour.
Well, it is. It was like we decided 2 years ago. Myself, my brothers, my uncle, Noel, we lost a member, Frederick.
Yes.
And we thought, look, you know, for the 5 of us to go up, we never really kind of broke up because we're a family, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So we just stalled, did a tour here, did a tour there. And we were out in Germany, did a 10-day tour and decided that let's do a farewell tour around the world and call it. You know, we're all doing different things. Yeah. I have my own solo project as well.
But you've always had that. You were always off doing your own thing.
Yeah, I've been with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you did your own thing. And then there were the various independent singles that you did yourself, which were with other people.
Indeed.
So you've always had that outlet.
Yeah.
Which is probably very good for you because...
It's been fantastic.
Family is lovely, but you know...
Well, you know, when you're there with them for 50 years, yes. Marty, you know yourself. So we did. And, you know, people often say, oh, you know, Bagatelle, Farewell Convention, they say, you know, it's the final tour and they could come back. But really and truly, I can guarantee you that it is, we really decisively said, like, we might come back for one concert, maybe a charity concert or something like that.
But it's this
really,
this is really it.
So this is going to be the last time I'm going to be in Limerick or Wexford or Derry or the places that we'll be.
I'm astonished by this. You say it's a farewell tour.
Yeah.
Elton John, before COVID, was spending 2 years saying goodbye.
I know.
You're pretty similar.
Well,
this
we want
huge.
To touch everywhere that we've been.
Well,
to,
I've got a list. I'll share with everybody in a minute. I want to play Doulamon, which I love.
Oh, great.
From Clonard. Here it is.
Doulamon, Doulamon,
Now, that's Doulamon from Clonard. I have Moira Brennan with me. Now, listen, here's the... I've had a look. You're in the UK in October, right? You're in Oxford. I have a friend in Oxford, in Cardiff. You're in Cambridge, in Bath, in Brighton. Then you're across Europe. Now, people need to understand, this is a farewell tour.
Yes.
Embarrassing, Moira, here for me. You're in Berlin, you're in Ostend, you're in Haarlem, which is known to me in the Netherlands. Eindhoven, Utrecht. You take in Tallinn in Estonia, Vilnius you're going to, Krakow, Frankfurt, Zurich. Mm. And then there's America.
There's America, but there's a lot more in Europe as well, and Scandinavian countries. There's America. There's going to be Australia, New Zealand.
Do you know
Japan.
How many dates there actually are, Moya?
It'll probably go into to 2023. You know, because we don't want to kind of go out there and burn ourselves out either, you know.
No, I know.
And it's nice, because it's a family, that we're, you know, that we can kind of call the shots a bit in that
sure.
sort of way. But, you know, we did start this tour in 2020.
I know.
And we started in Belfast and then we had a gig in Cork. And then we went to the UK and we played... They had us playing until, because they didn't lock down in the UK until quite late.
No,
so we were playing there until the 16th. My last gig in the UK was in Bournemouth. And
what month was that? Do you know what month that was?
Oh, that was March 2020.
Yeah.
And then they called it, we were supposed to be doing the Palladium on the 17th of March. And all the gigs in England were sold out.
Yes.
So, but you know, at the end, you could see that there were seats empty because people weren't coming out.
That's right, they're nervous.
People sitting with masks on. And you kind of felt really sad about, you know, people, you know, not getting the money back because we didn't...
Exactly.
Cancel the concerts. But you had to wait for the agency.
Of course
to
you
do
did.
That,
but there are concerts next week in the UK. Van is at the Palladium next week. Now, I don't know how many people are at it. Next week.
What?
So Van Orson at the Palladium.
Really?
Yeah, next week. So I don't know what that means.
There's nothing stopping Van,
isn't it? Apparently not. Apparently not. Have you heard the new album?
I haven't actually.
There
not
you go.
Yet.
There you go. Sorry.
I'm
anyway,
moving
right along. So the thing about this is, you have all these dates and all this track, all this crack. It's 50 years.
Yes.
It is astonishing to me that it is 50 years.
Oh,
the first
I know.
Thing.
I'm fabregas.
I sat with you and we did an interview years ago. You and I think it was Cleary's Window.
Oh my gosh.
In O'Connell Street.
My gosh.
And we were around, we were hanging around Dolphin Discs at the time, all of us. And it was 2FM, the breakfast show. And you came in and you did an interview in Cleary's Window, and we've met over the years. But isn't it astonishing that the career has you're looking at me going, yeah, you're still here as well. But isn't it astonishing that bang, 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 and as you said, still selling out. Like, I'm talking about Clonard. Yes, it's not just that there's a few turning up in some local hostelry. You're selling out concerts.
Yeah.
Which must be very gratifying after all the years.
It's fantastic. But, you know, I mean, obviously after Harry's game, it was international. We did 6 albums before that.
Yes,
basically, they were in Gaelic, singing in Irish and everything, and smuggling big albums to our tours in Germany. And, I mean, it was doing all that. And then when you signed to an international, to London record company, it changed because there were the times when they were really selling a lot of albums.
That's right.
And getting into the charts. And I mean, who would ever dream that, when we started to sing Gaelic song, that we'd be singing a Gaelic song on Top of the Pops.
Isn't that incredible?
It's, you couldn't really write it.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's been a lovely career in the sense that it's, when Harry's Game happened, it wasn't an overnight success. It was kind of, it took its while. But I think that we grew into it as well. So by growing into it, we were sure of what we were doing. We loved experimenting. We always did that. And so lasting that long, I think it's because we were true to ourselves. We knew exactly. We were laughed at when we were singing Gaelic songs. And we still didn't bother listening to people. So I think
because you were convinced yourself that you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, but it's just that if you're true to yourself, if you kind of really believe in what you're doing, it stands to you, and I think that's always been, you hear some of our songs and, the likes of In a Lifetime, you play it on radio now and it's not dated at all.
We still play it.
And it's
do you not get the checks from Liverpool? Do you not get the checks from here? Because we do play it. But they stand the test of time.
Well, that's it,
And then, very credible.
Yeah, and then doing the 26 episodes of Robin of Sherwood and things that. And doing, movie songs and different things that I've done and
that's right.
I've done
and your work with Bono as well, of course. That's something
Different other singers.
Yes, of course. Let's have Harry's Game because it was just such a moment. Harry's Game. I'm sitting here with Moya Brennan. We're chatting about Clonard and all the rest of it. And you've been through the mill yourself. You've been through things yourself in your own life. And I know that because I read your book.
Yeah.
And I know that, it's been, you've had tough times with the drink and the drugs and the crack and all that. But you've come out the other side.
Yes, thank God.
Through that battle. And you've talked about it many times. But it is part and parcel, or can be part and parcel, of the road and the gigs.
Endlessness of it. It's because you're out there. And it's nothing to do with whether you're in a rock band or in a folk band or whatever. It's like, you're out there. And when we started off as well, there was like, we weren't able to afford nice hotels and things like that. So we sometimes were staying in friends on the floor of friends' flats in Germany, and in bad bed and breakfasts. So people would invite you to their home. And it was an easy kind of thing to get into when they were having a party for you that night. But it was like every night for us, And you'd wake up and you'd say, oh, never again. And by the time the gig was over and you were on a high and everything. So it's very, very easy to get into to that kind of rhythm of life and everything.
And all people were doing was honouring you and the fact that you were there and delighted that you're here.
Well, you know, the fact as well that you know, you're talking about, you know, the early 70s. There wasn't so much kind of about don't do drugs. As it was just a kind of, you nearly kind of had to in the music business, or you were, you know, you were kind of, I don't know, I suppose looked upon as being, you're afraid to do it, or you kind of not one of the gang, or, you know. And so now I've been offered loads of hard drugs, but, you know, and thank God I never did that. Yeah. But I did dabble in the bit of cocaine, but it was mainly all smoking and, you know.
Yeah. All behind you.
All behind me, thank God.
Thank God,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the joy of coming out the right end of that too.
That's some people, and I know friends of mine who haven't.
Yes.
And including my uncle Patrick, who was fond of the drink and, you know, unfortunately caught up with him.
Yeah.
As it does.
But this is the thing.
Yeah. So.
And would you take a drink now?
Not that often, but, you know, I do.
But you can.
I wouldn't go mad in it now, you know, but I can have maybe a drink, but then maybe have nothing for a month.
Oh, sure, that's great.
You know, or even if I do have a glass of wine, I don't have to finish, you know, you'd have to finish the bottle.
Oh, sure,
you
know, I know that.
Kind of
I know.
But I don't really, you know, indulge. I don't bother.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of doesn't bother me at all.
But that's wonderful.
You know? And I can, you know, I'm always kind of, if people go, I can be the allocated driver, you
that's
know.
That's handy.
So I don't mind
I'll take your number, because you could be very handy. There's a number of dates. Listen, I noticed the dates that you have in Ireland, right? You're in the National Opera House in Wexford on Wednesday, 23rd of March. Now, the other gigs, by the way, are in the UK this side of Christmas, and the States as well this side of Christmas.
No. That's next September.
Oh, it's
September.
March, is it?
Yeah. Isn't this next...
Well,
you probably know more than me.
Well, no. the dates I have, like on the 8th of September, from what I can see, you're in San Francisco. Is that likely?
No, they've been postponed now to next year.
They're put back to the next year. So it's the UK in the autumn.
UK in the autumn, and then...
And Europe.
And Europe then at the beginning of next year. And the Irish gigs that we're doing then
in March. The 23rd of March, you're in the National Opera House in Wexford. University Concert Hall Limerick on Thursday, 24th of March. You're in Leisureland in Galway and the Roisin Dove on Saturday, 26th of March. And Millennium Forum Derry on Sunday, 27th of March. Will you do a Dublin gig, do you think? Will you add one maybe later?
You know, we're looking at kind of nearly finishing the whole tour with a Dublin gig.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what we're going to aim to do, just do a final Dublin gig and, you know, tell our fans and whatever. And I know people will come from other places around the world to the Dublin gig because it's Dublin.
Because it's Dublin,
Irish
yeah.
And everything like
you can
that,
always
you
do
know.
An open air in Donegal. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, that's always on the cards.
Is it? I'm just thinking the car park in Harvey's Point. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, back at Leo's.
Oh, back at Leo's.
Tower.
It might be a bigger crowd than that now.
Ah, well, we'll do a couple of nights.
Two nights at Leo's, I think, yeah. Do you know what it would be lovely? I don't know who the promoter is that you're working with in Ireland.
Aiken.
Is it Peter Aiken?
Yes, it is.
Wouldn't it be, if we could get a couple of some tickets for next week, wouldn't that be nice to give to the
that
listeners?
That would be lovely. I'll arrange
gigs.
That. For the Irish gigs, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be
and
nice?
Please note that these will be the last time that Clanna will be in Derry, in Limerick and Galway and Wexford. So,
and please go to Dublin.
We'd love to give you some tickets to give away.
I think for next week, wouldn't that be lovely?
That'd be
to
great.
To celebrate the fact.
That'd be that, absolutely
no, I think
brilliant.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I want to play Hourglass. Do you mind if I play Hourglass?
I'd love you to play Hourglass.
I love Hourglass.
Yeah,
I've always loved it. Jeff, here it is. This is Hourglass from Clonard.
Where?
Now, Moira Brennan is with me, and she's offered to pay for your expenses to go to the concert, and she'll give you a dinner, and she'll drive you home afterwards and everything, so it'll be fantastic. Won't it be brilliant? When is the first date? Do you know when your first gig is?
In October. Yeah.
And you must be high as a kite with expectation for this.
Well, yeah, but you know, the funny thing is, you know, I've been very blessed that we've been doing things. We've recorded with the RTE Orchestra that's going to be going out, I think, shortly, in a week's time or something.
With the concert orchestra?
You know, yes. We did a documentary. I did a documentary as well in my life. I've been in different programs. You know, you've been always asked to do things, yes. which is really nice.
And BMG issued a big compilation, didn't they?
Yes, they did an anthology, which people love, actually. And we really delved into, and we were very personal with it ourselves, with photographs that people would never have seen before, and you know, vinyls of the, you know, some of our older albums and everything, and our first single, Yen and Sugru, and you know, it's a lovely package, and you know, we do have an amazing fan base around the world. I was doing a show last Christmas. I did a show, you know, on Zoom, and it was just my own show, but it was a Christmas show because I had a Christmas album out, so I sometimes do some Christmas shows, which I like doing. But there were people from all over, from Mexico and Brazil and Japan, tuned in, you know, all over the world, and it's quite amazing, really, you but know, is it, for, you know, but for you, a little band from Donegal that started singing Gaelic songs.
I know, but do you not think that the music travels well? That it is, it's like that traditional music from anywhere.
Yeah.
But Irish traditional music, you know, I mean, they say the country music started in Ireland, as we know. Yeah. You know, if you talk to Philip King, he'll tell you that fairly lively. And if you think about the traditional music that we have here and where your roots are, your folks and all of that, your mum and dad. So, like, I actually think it's very understandable that right across the world that people understand it's the roots.
It's amazing for such a small country having such treasure in our music and literature to be. We're on a pedestal. No matter where you go in the world, you know, there's great music from different places, like, you know, like Spain or you know, places in South America and the likes that I absolutely love, and in Africa as well. World music is amazing now, as you know yourself, because you play some of it.
Yeah.
But no matter where you go, be it China, Taiwan, Mexico, and the places, you know, I've been in Berlise, you know, myself doing a show, whatever, and they just
get it.
They just love Irish music, anything to do with Irish, and it is quite amazing. Like, I'm completely in awe on people, the way they relate to this small country.
And what do you think it is that, for instance, about Clonard?
I think there's a soul attached to anything that comes out of Ireland creatively, you know, in the arts. I think there's something else extra there. And people can feel it. And I think that some of that is in the Clannad music because of the way, you know, we didn't get a band together to sort of make a lot of money and be famous and everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been singing Gaelic songs for 6 albums. You know what I mean? So before, and very honourable people in the Gaelic language coming up to us and saying, you know, if you sing in English, you might make it, kind of thing. But we still didn't listen to them. And that was what was really lovely about making it with Harry's Game internationally first, that it was in Gaelic. Sure, in England, they didn't realise we were singing in Gaelic until somebody mentioned it.
Yes.
They took it off the radio for a day. And I've asked for the translation in case it was offensive to them. It was a time of trouble.
It was, of course. And an incredible series, by the way, Harry's Game. It was amazing.
Yeah.
TV series.
It was. But, you know, we didn't know. That was kind of the first serious song we wrote.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. And we got it from the roots of, like, the songs we collected and the stories we heard and everything. And there was something building up within ourselves in that kind of, I always think of it as an oak tree and the roots of it. And no matter how many branches then that you add to it, you'll still have, you know, it comes from the same root, and it's that soul kind of
thing. It is. And it lives on. It's astonishing.
Well,
it's the sound
great.
Of it. And listen,
my kids are in Clannad now, on the stage with me.
Both of them.
Marty, I used to travel with Clannad when they were young. I missed special, you know, school days, birthdays even, because I was on the other side of the world or whatever. And look, how blessed am I now? They're on stage with me.
This is Aisling and Paul.
And Paul, yeah. And Paul actually has a song out today.
He has not.
Yeah, his first solo. They do a lot of projects themselves together as Banya, and then a solo artist as well. Banya is spelled B-A-N-Y-A-H, but it is a pun on the milk.
Very good, okay.
And it's more technic.
Yeah, kind of, okay.
And thing, that's what they're into.
Sure.
Aisling's a singer-songwriter herself. She's you know.
And do you not embellish it with some of the Clannad voicing that you?
They do the, you know. I mean, they sometimes use my voice and put it in
that's
electronically,
what I'm saying.
Though, yes, yeah. and put it in. It sounds completely different.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic what they're about and what they're doing and but being part of Clannad.
Oh,
well.
That's
it's
lovely.
Kind of,
how
because
lovely.
It's part of the family then.
Yeah.
You know,
But also your husband, Tim.
Yes.
Is he not a musician as well?
He is, and that's when, if I'm doing solo projects, so the four of us can do a gig. But, it's, you know, a lot of times when I'm doing projects, Cormac DeBarra is with me on stage, and sometimes Leah Wright or Claire Friel is a fiddle player. And then I have Paul and Aisling and Tim.
Gosh, that's right.
So, like, I'm well
You've loads
set
of Clannads. You've loads of Clannads.
I'm well set
But anyway, the main one is on tour. So, listen, there's the dates again. National Opera House in Wexford. Mm. When are the tickets going on sale, by the way, or are they available
now? I think
now?
They're just available.
Just available.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Wednesday, 23rd of March. UCH in Limerick on the 24th of March. Leisure in Galway, 26th of March. And the Millennium Forum Derry on Sunday, 27th of March. And there may well be a Dublin date. And thanks to Moya, we'll have tickets from you next. Week. It's fantastic. Now, what should we finish on? Closer to Your Heart is one of my favourites, but that's not fair.
It's an up song. You need to finish it.
It is an up song, isn't it, for the weekend?
Yeah.
Moya,
yeah.
God bless you, and thank you for coming in.
It's
always
pleasure.
A joy talking to you. It's always a joy. And it's always, you know, not just because you're there in the flesh, because you're the first one back in, but every time we chat, it's always gentle and cracking. Have a nice time when we do it. So thank you
so much.
I'd say Cleary's window next time, but there won't be a next time because there's no Cleary's. So it's not about you
no
and me.
It's no Cleary's anyway. But we have got nice memories of
it. We have. Isn't it odd when places start closing down where you used to be?
Yeah, and there will be more.
Yeah.
But so, life is changing.
For cheerfulness. Yeah. Moya, God bless you. Thanks so
thank
much.
You.
Cheers.
Thanks, Marty.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.